Welcome to episode 9 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I am bringing you a reflection based on the word valor. Today's artwork is of a firefighter braving an inferno with courage, embodying the essence of valor. Valor is a flame that flares up inside, burning away fear, leaving the strength to act courageously and with resolve to reach a goal. In the 1850s, when Queen Victoria was commissioning the Victoria Cross, she was asked if it was to be inscribed with "For Bravery." Her response was, "Any man who fought was brave. This medal was to be for extraordinary acts of courage." Thus it was inscribed "For Valor," and it became the highest battle honor a soldier could receive in the then British Empire, later the Commonwealth. I've had the honor of meeting some of the Canadians who were awarded the Victoria Cross in World War I and World War II. It always struck me as I chatted with them just how ordinary they were. They were indeed ordinary men who, in the face of extraordinary circumstances, found an inner strength that moved them to take selfless action to protect others. Many years ago, accompanied by a group of war veterans, I did remembrance presentations with elementary school children. When the time came, the children were allowed to ask questions of the vets. It was always an interesting time. One youngster rose to ask, "Were you afraid?" The men exchanged looks between them, very aware these were impressionable children. One of them quietly responded, "Yes." There was a brief silence, broken by the same youngster asking a follow-up, "Why did you fight?" More looks exchanged, and one of the men responded, "Well, we'd made a promise to fight for Canada and didn't want to let our mates down." They felt the fear and did it anyway. In peacetime, first responders go through the same experience. They know their safety is at risk when they respond to a call for help, but they respond. They don't want to let their mates down or those needing help. Have you considered the valor you exhibit when you work through painful issues as part of a journey of personal healing and growth? It won't earn a Victoria Cross from the King, but you might want to consider the strength and resilience it takes to go through the experiences. It takes courage and overcoming fear to go on the healing journey. The reward for taking the journey and seeing it through is a different outlook on life. How's your journey going? Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word valor. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. It's fitting this word came up today. I'm recording this podcast on Remembrance Day, a day when the nation pauses at 11 a.m. in Canada to honor those who fought for our freedom while giving up theirs. We will remember them. Visit nichelessandlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye Wilma.